Well, hello, 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 everybody. We're excited to be with you today. This is our first day in the 6 month, the first day of 22. This is Leon and Margie Nelson. We're coming with a word from the Lord in a half hour about discipleship. Our ministry is about discipleship. It's about the love affair with Jesus that we're going to be talking to you about every time we come on. So let's get started. But the voice of love, him talking to us, let me show you where we are today. We're in 1 John 4, 16 to 19, and Galatians 5 and 6. You want to greet the people before you start?
Yes, we want to welcome everyone. We are starting our new program, The Voice of Love, from the Ministry of Embassy Ministries International. And we count it an honor to be here on the airwaves. Some of you may know us because we have been with Apostle Winnie Hamilton for the last 3 years. And the Lord said that it was time for us now to start another broadcast podcast talking about love. So we welcome you. We pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal something to you about love, because we know love is the greatest power there is on earth. Mm-hmm. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.
And what I normally do is ask for agreement, because I know if we agree, the Lord's going to say something all of us need to hear. So let's do that first. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
We're excited.
We're excited.
About the love relationship.
About the love relationship.
We're about to start.
That we're about to start. In Jesus' name.
Now, discipleship is about the love affair. It's a place where Genesis 1, 26 to 28 talks about the Father's heart for us as his creation. He wanted a relationship, so he created himself. He put his image and his likeness in flesh, so heaven could be in earth. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be talking about the love affair with us that we can have with Jesus and experience heaven on earth. In John, the 4th chapter, verse 16 to 18, is a part of our foundation. What we got?
1 John 4, 16 through 18. And we know, understand, recognize, and are conscious of by observation and by experience, and believe, adhere to, and put faith in, and rely on the love God cherishes for us. God is love, and he who dwells and continues in love dwells and continues in God, and God dwells and continues in him. In this union and communion with him, love is brought to completion and attains perfection with us, that we may have confidence for the day of judgment with assurance and boldness to face him, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Dread does not exist, but full-grown, complete, perfect love turns fear out of doors and expels every trace of terror. For fear brings with it the thought of punishment. And so he who is afraid has not reached the full maturity of love, is not yet grown into love's complete perfection.
19, please, ma'am.
We love him because he first loved us.
Now, Galatians 5 and 6, we'll start our dialogue with the congregation.
Galatians 5 and 6. For if we are in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love.
Now let's talk about that, because that's where we want to be. Mm-hmm. When we think about discipleship, we think about the beginning of a love affair that's going to last forever.
Okay.
1 John 4, 19 says something amazing. I believe that's why we want the congregation to hear today. He loved you first.
Mm-hmm.
He loved you first. But now, in the love affair, what he wants to always be is first all the time.
All the time.
He wants to be first all the time. He wants to be the author and finisher of the love affair and the faith that comes with the love affair. If you all heard what we did, let me tie something with you that we want to show you today about discipleship. Discipleship now is a place of practice. Practice to create a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Not practice to keep on practicing, mm-hmm. but practice that creates a lifestyle. All of us know that in natural areas like learning to brush your teeth, tie your shoes. You know, you practice till you got it. But once you got it, it became a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. In the kingdom, all right, discipleship is about a lifestyle.
Yes.
It's about a lifestyle, but it's a love relationship. Mm-hmm. Say he loved us first. But now, if you look at verse 16, it gives the clue to it. In John 4:16, this is what it says. It says, through observation and experience.
Right, right.
See, they get it.
And you know, in order for discipleship to take place, the first has to be a relationship.
Got to be.
You have to have a relationship in order to submit to someone to receive discipleship from them.
Yeah.
Somebody can't just come up to you and say, I want you to start doing this, 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 and this, because your first question to them is, well, who are you and who gave you the authority to come and tell me what to do? But when you develop a relationship with somebody, even with children, with their parents, and even in the military, I've heard people talk about, in fact, we have children in the military that talk about how being submitted, they were taught, they called it boot camp or being trained, but basically it was discipleship, because when they were introduced to their drill sergeant, and they got some things straight up front, then they knew that this is what I've got to do. And in order to pass boot camp or to get what I'm supposed to get, I have to be submitted to them and obey what they want to do. So before any discipleship can take place, there has to be a relationship.
Look at where we are now. First John, that 19th verse. That's where relationships start.
Mm-hmm.
It starts on his part.
Right.
Starts on his part. Now, most people know that, but most people don't enjoy the reality that once he starts, he don't never want to stop.
He never does.
All right? John 3:16 say, the Father so loved the world that he gave Jesus to start an eternal love affair.
Mm-hmm.
And then that love affair. Now, watch what happened. He's so confident in his love for you, that when you give him the opportunity for you to get to know him, you're going to want to love him. You're going to want to. You're going to want to love him. And the reason you're going to want to love him, watch this. He's the only person in the earth that has unconditional love for you all the time.
All the time.
Nobody else in the earth now has unconditional love for you all the time. Now, we're practicing that. We've been practicing having unconditional love for a long time. But watch this. We don't get it right all the time. We don't get it right, but he does. He always has it right. Because discipleship is always about, watch this, who he see you are. Not what you might be practicing right now. See, you might be practicing something that's contrary to how he sees you, all right? But as you allow him to love you, what happens now? You begin to see that how he see you is better than how you see yourself. How he see you is better than how, come watch this now. In discipleship, you went from being dead to being made alive when you got born again. And when you got born watch this. Your old man, in his eyes, is totally dead. Now, the old man ain't totally dead in your mind. But in his heart and mind, he's already dead. So the love affair now brings you into a relationship about the new creature in Christ.
And, you know, when we submit to him and finally says yes to him, he sees the end product. Then he goes back and walks us through the process. So when we say, yes, Lord, that's all he needs from us is a yes.
Right.
And when we give him a yes and submit to him, then he sees us as that finished product. But he has the Holy Spirit to walk us through the process to get there.
Can you see how rich that is now? Watch what his heart is towards you. Only thing he sees is your future. Mm-hmm. And your future starts fresh every day. Mm-hmm. Think about that now. Can you see? Your future starts fresh every day. Every day now, because everything has already been predestined, prearranged, already planned. He already knows the steps, all right? Mm-hmm. And in the love affair, that daily place of communion puts you in contact, all right, with his heart mm-hmm. for that day, mm-hmm. all right? With his heart for that day. Look, watch this now. In Galatians 5:6,
okay.
Watch what it says. It says it's not about anything you can do naturally. That's going to use two words. The word circumcised and uncircumcised. The first circumcision was conditional. You know, first circumcision, well, we're going to do this, and I'm going to do something, and you're going to do something. We know mm-hmm. that got messed up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then when Jesus came, he said, it's not about natural at all.
No.
It's not about natural circumcision. It's about what he wanted to do now. He changed the heart.
Yes.
He changed the heart. And when he changed the heart, he said, now let me show you. You know, we use this example all the time. If you had a job at Burger King, mm-hmm. and you went to McDonald's, you got a new beginning.
You can't bring Burger King over there to
you
McDonald's.
Can't function at McDonald's like you did at Burger King. When you understand the difference between the old man and the new man, watch this now. What happens in the kingdom now? Mm-hmm. Now, in religion, let's bring that up, right? In religion, religion tried to tell you to change your behavior, mm-hmm. all right? In the kingdom, it's not but change your behavior. It's your behavior has already changed. Renew your mind, watch this, and begin to enjoy who you are as a new creature in Christ.
Oh, yeah, when you address, when you try to address the natural first, it gets tired after a while. Sure. But when you address the spirit first, then the spirit can take care of the natural, and mm-hmm. it also energizes the natural.
So
you can only do so much so long in the natural. Mm-hmm. But when you are being led and governed by the Spirit, mm-hmm. then that changes everything. You have a new way of thinking.
Yep.
Everything has changed about you. And that has not changed is changing. And that's that process we were talking about.
Look at how rich this is. Right where we are, 1 John 4:17,
mm-hmm.
it says something amazing. It talks about the love affair. It says, herein is love made perfect. Isn't it something to think mm-hmm. about? Herein is love made perfect. So we know it's about the love affair.
Mm-hmm.
But the love affair, watch this now, will intoxicate us to want to make the right choice every day.
Every day.
Every day. It says, herein is love made perfect. Mm-hmm. We can have boldness in the day of judgment. Let's look at judgment, though. Judgment is the place of decision-making.
Yes.
All right? Mm-hmm. So being a new creature in Christ, every morning is an opportunity to agree with him about the decision for that day.
Mm-hmm.
What's the greatest decision you can ever make any day? Wednesday morning, start out. Well, truth is, as Jesus is, so am I in this world.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to start my day out right now.
Okay.
Can you see the love of family? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Agreement based on what he has done for me. Check it now. Not what I'm trying to do for myself today.
Right.
What he's already done for me, I walk into the experience, the observation, and the experience of enjoying what has already been given.
Been prepared for us.
See,
right.
Already prepared. I walk into that place, that love affair that says, as Jesus is, so am I in this world. Now, watch where it starts. It starts a conscious level of thinking
mm-hmm.
with a question. Watch out for the question.
Okay.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
What would Jesus do? Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. Look how rich this is now. With the love affair, the Holy Spirit came to let us know everything that Jesus would do. Everything that Jesus would do, the Holy Spirit knows.
Yes.
So if I make a decision and say, today, Holy Spirit, I want to be like Jesus today, here comes something. But everything that comes now is an opportunity to ask that question. What you think?
Right. And it's an opportunity, to show how Jesus would respond to that situation.
Right.
Instead of reacting. See, in our BC days, I call them before Christ days, I used to react.
Okay.
You hit me, I hit you back.
Absolutely.
You cuss at me, I cuss at you back. Mm-hmm. That's a reaction to something that has happened.
Amen.
But after we give our lives to the Lord and be governed by the Holy Spirit, we learn how to respond to someone or to situation and circumstances. Because, that same person before I got saved that came and would cuss me and I would cuss them back, after I give my life to the Lord and I'm changed, I'm a new creature in Christ, old things are passing away, and they know now something has happened to her, because I remember when if I had done that to her, she would have reacted like that. But see, now that I'm responding, it's not just about me. It's about me showing Jesus in a situation or a circumstance, and showing Jesus can also be an evangelistic tool to call somebody else to say, what happened to you? Because I remember back in the day when you would have done yada, yada, yada. And I said, well, I met Jesus. He has come into my life, and I'm changed for the better. And not only me, but you can have it also. So see how when we say, what would Jesus do, we are actually responding to situations that can be used as evangelistic tools to bring other people into the kingdom. Because if they know how you used to act, and if you can be like this now, they know that there's hope for them too.
Look at how rich this is. Can you see how the love affair changes your perspective? See, once you understand it's a love affair, and you're an ambassador, right? You represent him now. You don't represent yourself.
Right.
Really, you're a personal representative, too. Think about that. Think about being a personal representative for the Lord Jesus in the earth, then in your world, being an example and a sample of how he would always respond in situations.
Amen.
Watch how rich this is now. As he is, right? So are we in this world. It's a lifestyle of practicing by asking a question.
Yes, yes.
Being sensitive now. To be one thing we've said for, I guess, at least a decade. One of the greatest things in the love affair is learning how to hear clear and respond correctly. All right? But when I'm practicing, let me do this.
Okay.
I'm never practicing by myself.
Okay.
I'm always practicing with the Holy Spirit. Always practicing with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit and Jesus was a team for me.
Okay.
All right. Before my salvation. Now the Holy Spirit is teaming up with me now in my born again life to enjoy working out my soul salvation. And it's so awesome. Let me show you one of the first things it does is in that 18th verse. Of 1 John 4. The first thing that begins to happen because, well, let's do this. Let me show you why most of us reacted.
Okay.
We reacted out of some kind of fear.
Okay.
We reacted out of some kind. I thought I was going to get hurt. I thought I was going to lose something. I thought I was going to miss something. So in that, I reacted out of fear. Now, 1 John 4:18 says, perfect love gets rid of that fear. Can you see how powerful that is? When I embrace his love, watch this. When I embrace his love, fear, watch this, is eliminated.
Yes.
By love.
By love.
All right. Perfect love cast out fear. Because fear does what? Cause you think, I'm finna get punished. Some bad's finna happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Something bad's finna happen to me. So I got to try to protect myself.
Okay.
I've got to do something to protect myself. And what love does. Love eliminates, watch this now, those thoughts of fear and replace it. Because we said what? You learn how to respond. Because when I'm walking in love, fear has been eliminated. I can think.
That's true. And you know what? You can't fake love. You might can get by with pretending for a while.
Okay.
But you can't fake real love.
Okay.
Real love comes from within. Mm-hmm. And even when you say, I don't want to, I ain't going to do it no more, you still find yourself doing it.
Okay.
Because you can't fake love.
Okay.
When it's not real, you can say, I ain't going to do it no more and walk away. But when it's real love, you can't. And that's something that we have to realize about the love that the Father had for us, that while we were yet sinners,
okay,
Jesus Christ died for us.
Okay.
And that was real, true love.
Watch how rich that is. Let's look at the difference and get excited. Struggle in love is human.
Right.
Struggle in love now deals with willpower. And when you deal with natural willpower, there is not enough in natural willpower to sustain us against wicked attacks by the enemy through people, situations, and circumstances. That's how come. When I understand, I've decided today to believe that as Jesus is, so am I in this world. Now that perfect love begins to control my will, mind, and emotions, I'm able to hear clearly and respond correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm able to do something amazing now in light of what you said by the evangelistic side of the new creature.
Mm-hmm.
I'm able to use my love to make my faith work for somebody else's benefit. Because you say, faith works by love. That means love makes faith work. And faith is now what we say. Faith is what we say. You say,
faith is what we
say.
Okay.
See, faith is what we say.
Okay.
Called what? Faith come by hearing.
And
hearing by the word. So
okay.
What I heard what Jesus said. I'm walking in love. So I repeat what Jesus would say. But now, when I speak words of faith like that, it encourages the person that I'm speaking to. Just like you gave the example. They knew who the old person was, but now they're discovering the new creature in Christ. And the new creature in Christ is not on the defense. The new creature in Christ is always offensive.
Right, right.
Always know who I'm dealing with. All right? If I'm in a situation of controversy or whatever it is now, watch this. I know who's behind it now. And since I'm not fighting flesh and blood, I know how to respond correctly to that person and their emotions.
Yeah.
At that time, that can calm them down to hear what I got to say.
You know, I remember a time when I was never wrong.
Absolutely.
I don't care what nobody said. If I was over here and then what I said over here, that was it. That was the truth. That's it. Don't ask me no questions. That's it. But if I was over here on that same subject, I'm right. Over here, I'm right. Don't ask me no questions. I'm just right. Because I was, when you get like that about walking in love, then you know you're always on the right side because you're always on the side of the Holy Spirit. And there is no defensive. You walk on the offense, but you walk on the offense in love. Because even though you're walking on the offense, it's not for you. It's for somebody else to learn something about it. And all of that, like you said, comes in faith. This is your Bible, and you've got written in here that love gives energy to my faith. So love is the key to whatever it is that you want. Love is the key that gives you the energy to have faith. Love is the key that that teaches you how to talk to somebody the way Jesus would talk to them. Love is the key that calls you to give people the benefit of the doubt or to realize they're not saved, so they don't know no better. But the love on the inside of me can meet them where they are. And take them to the place where Jesus wants them to be by the Holy Spirit.
You know, what's so rich, saved or unsaved, the opportunity will be the same. That's what's so rich, saved or unsaved. The opportunity will always be the same. And that is to introduce a person to who you know. You know, to introduce somebody into who you know by my conversation, my lifestyle. In love is so conducive to create the environment, the atmosphere that's necessary to present an opportunity for change
for
anybody.
Right.
You know, you say, wow. Let's use an example before we quit. We've got 4 more minutes today. Let me show you an example that's so rich, how powerful love is. Everybody knows about the pool of Bethesda. Everybody knows about the pool. But let's look at love at the pool of Bethesda. And so how powerful love was. We have no idea how many people were at the pool. We don't know. We know it was a multitude of peoples. All right? We know love's assignment was one person. He couldn't be emotional because it was one person. With love now and how he was, being committed to the Father, there was a capacity in him to heal everybody was there. Because there were occasions where he'd done that. But this particular day was so crucial, there was one man that had been there 28 years. 38 years, sorry. 38 years. Look at how powerful love is. I want you to see something because this is not a criticism. This is an opportunity to show you what love can really do. The man immediately began to make excuses. Didn't bother love at all.
Didn't bother him at all.
That's what I'm showing you. His excuse was not more powerful than love's assignment. Love's assignment was to get him up.
That's right.
The assignment of love was to get him up. I want you to catch it. Just what we need now. You can walk in a level of love that it would eliminate people's fear, their doubts, their unbelief, because that's what happened with Jesus that day. All right? He told the man, get up, hallelujah, and he got up.
And just like that was that man's day, today can be your day.
Today can be your day. We're so excited about starting this. We want you to join us every Wednesday. We're going to be here for a half hour, watch this, of discipleship training about the love affair with Jesus and your opportunity to walk into all he's already planned for you to be.
Yes.
Everything we're going to talk about every week now is about who you are in Christ, right? We're not going to talk to you about your sins. We're not going to talk to you about how weak you are. We're going to talk to you about how much he loves you and what he's already praying for you as a believer. Got a few seconds. Let's do this. I like to leave with an agreement, too. Say, Father.
Father.
I'm in agreement.
I'm in agreement.
That your love in me.
That your love in me.
Is going to cause me.
Will cause me.
To walk by faith.
To walk by faith.
Like never before.
Like never before.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you all so much.
Amen. Amen. Be blessed. We will see you next Wednesday at 1 o'clock as we continue to talk to you about the voice of love.
Love you, love you, love you.